So you were just over actually at the high school. I talked with Trista Bailey earlier this week. How's the volleyball action?
It's good. You know, it gets more and more competitive every year. I've got great relationships with a lot of the coaches in the area, and they're all real excited about this season. So good matchup going. It was close in the first set that I was able to watch over there between Garden City and Great Bend, and Great Bend made a late run to take set one. So I believe in the very beginning of set two, I'll be curious to see what happens in that match, because a lot of good talent on that floor right now.
Last update that I got, Great Bend is up 16-13 in the second set over Garden City, but that was 7 minutes ago, so I'm sure something's changed in then. So I want to start firstly on your team. So very young team. You told me before the start of the season that this is a young team that was practicing like a very young team at the time. How have they developed over these first couple weeks?
Slowly, probably a lot slower than I would like. It's more been trial by fire, I think, and we're getting flustered probably when we need to learn to just calm down a little bit. And that was my message after last night's game, is we just need to relax. Everybody needs to worry about, you know, taking care of their business, their job, and listening and being willing to try something new and listen to the game plan and just really play with a level of calmness and confidence that we haven't shown yet. So I think a little bit of that is freshman nerves, but we've got sophomores doing it too, so they need to calm themselves down. And we're a very talented team, but we've got to be able to relax and execute.
To give you that update, Great Bend took the second set 25-16, so they won the match 2-0. Coaching-wise, you've been here for a while. Has it been difficult to instill what you want in this younger unit compared to last units?
Not necessarily. I mean, the junior college level, there's so much turnover. It feels like you're instilling something new every single year. But again, that was another message that I had for my sophomores this year, is we're not the same. You know, last year we were 6'2", 6'2", 6'2", 6'1", 6 foot all across the front. We had girls touching over 10 feet. The others touching 9'8", 9'8", 9'10". So we don't have that this year. We have to kind of understand who we are year to year. As a coach, I have to adapt to what we have every year. And we're having a hard time getting into how we need to play in order to be successful this year. We worked on it in practice today. Didn't look too bad. So it's just a slow process of understanding who we are, how we need to play in order to be successful.
You guys are coming off your WAC opener last night. You were swept in straight sets against Barton. Unlucky about the result against the Cougars. But you just said your team did a great job to bounce back after that loss in practice today. How encouraging is that?
That's good. They want to get better. They're eager to be good. They're eager to learn. They're together as a unit as far as supporting each other and loving each other. They're a neat group of young women to be around. I'm very blessed to have them and be able to coach them. And as long as we have that, we're going to continue to get better. And so the focus was there. The understanding was there, what we're trying to do. And now it's just a matter of doing it enough times that we don't have to overthink the process.
You were talking a little bit earlier about the sophomores that returned. It's only a handful of sophomores that returned from last season's team. How have they stepped up as leaders?
Good. Almost too well. They're trying a little bit too much to be too much. And so I told them, you know, lead as much as you need to off the floor. Once that whistle blows, be yourself. Be the best version of yourself. And that's going to be the most leadership that those freshmen need to see. They need to see you compete to the best of your ability. And let me worry about the freshmen. Let me worry about strategies, doing all those things. And you guys just go play, because they're amazing athletes. They're amazing volleyball players. Apo can do some amazing things. Tola's a great setter. She was, you know, after week one, she was, I think, third in the nation for assists per set. And she's fallen off a little bit just because I think, again, they're trying to do too much. And I appreciate that from them. It's kind of weird. I love what they're trying to do, but they need to back it off a little bit and just worry a little bit more about themselves on the floor. Let me do the rest of that. And then off the floor, they're amazing role models for these young freshmen that are trying to figure things out. So I encourage them to keep doing that, keep reminding them what we're doing as a program and what the expectations are away from the floor. And then once that whistle blows, go do you.
So you mentioned that you don't have these players for too long, only, you know, one, maybe two seasons. What's one quality or trait that you try and instill in these young women before they leave?
Just to be good role models in everything that they do. Believe in themselves. That's probably the biggest one is don't ever let anybody tell you you can't do something. If you want something, go out there and take it and really believe in yourself. I think all of it kind of ties in, and I'm going to really kind of backdoor this on you, but everything we do goes forward to what happened last night in Nebraska.
Okay.
And there was 92,003 people that watched the University of Nebraska play that game inside this football stadium and sold it out. and it was the world record for largest sporting event for females that was ever attended. That's your big picture. That's our big goal. And so I want them to understand their place in the volleyball universe, because volleyball is exploding right now, and understand that when we go out and play, we've got young kids that are coming in to watch them now, to watch them play. And you look at somebody like Yelena Milovanovic, when we go to be with our fans after the game, little kids, young girls, they flock to her like Santa Claus at Christmas. And it's because of her energy and her enthusiasm and who she is. And these young kids are looking up to them, and that's the future of our sport. And so that's my message to them, is understand that not only are you trying to be something for you and get somewhere for yourself, but you are a role model. You're an example to all these other young kids that are coming up and want to do volleyball or want to do any sport to better themselves or better their lives.
I watched back the highlights from that Nebraska game last night. That was simply unbelievable. What I love the most, actually, I looked it up last night on Twitter, was John Cook, who's their head coach, you know, getting to do the tunnel walk in front of 92,000. I mean, that tradition is awesome as is, but to get to do it, you know, in a record-setting atmosphere, that was simply incredible to watch.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to watch it. Obviously, we were playing our own game, but, you know, it gives you chills when you look at the pictures and you see how many people are talking about it. And I'm driving to work this morning listening to ESPN radio, and they're talking about it on ESPN radio. And I'm like, this is just amazing for our sport. It's amazing for female athletes and female sports in general. I love seeing it.
We were talking about it earlier this morning on the morning roundup as well, our talk show. One thing I want to go back to, so you mentioned that, you know, players would flock to Yelena after games. And you mentioned the relationship that you've had with the high school coaches here. What is the volleyball culture like here in Southwest Kansas?
It is primed to be huge. And I came here and I was told, you know, they're just looking for something that they can support, something that they can believe in. And I feel like we've gotten the program to the point where everybody's like, okay, we've got ourselves a good college program. We've had good high school program at the high school for quite some time. Trista does a great job there. I know you talked with her recently. They won 10 straight WAC championships kind of in the first couple of years that I was here. She's got some great players there. Holcomb had an amazing season a couple years ago, and they're super competitive. Ulysses looks good right now. Scott City's had some good teams, and I know all those coaches. And there's a volleyball culture here that is unlike anywhere I've really been. And that's what makes Garden City so special, is that the support is there. They love their volleyball. There is a huge volleyball community here that I don't know that enough people know about. And so I've been able to tap into that and be a part of it, and it is really rewarding. It's an amazing community when it comes to their support of volleyball. A lot of young ladies playing it. There's a couple different clubs in town, and they're full. They got all sorts of teams and lots of people that want to play. So it's great. I love the community for volleyball here in Garden City.
So I want to talk about your team now. So you're through your first 10 games now, 6-4. How would you say this team's doing so far through these first 10 games? What are they doing right? What are some things you want to see them improve in?
Boy, we sure started well, didn't we? That was fun at our home tournament. You know, the Scooters Classic, again, the Scooters Invitational, second year in a row that they've sponsored us for that. It's great to be able to start at home. It's just comfortable. So we did really well on our home floor. We went away from home, and it's been a rough road, not going to lie. It's even though we went 3-1 in Colorado the first weekend, there was a lot of things there that we weren't comfortable with. We knew we didn't want to have that linger. So we've been trying to get out of a little bit of a doldrum for probably 5-6 games now. So I know we can get out of it. It's just a matter of putting a few pieces together and being healthy, being fresh, and understanding what we're trying to do on the floor, being able to execute.
So I want to ask this. You started very well at home as you mentioned. You started 3-1 here at the Scooters Invitational. You started last week very well in Trinidad. You won 6 of 7 sets on day one. And as you mentioned, you've come in reeling the last 5 games. What has flipped?
I think expectation. I think the girls are such perfectionists that they want, if they could, they'd want to win everything 25-0.
Okay.
And it's just not realistic. We have to understand that most volleyball games are within 4 or 5 points each set. You know, you don't normally beat somebody by 10. You don't normally beat anybody by 20. It's usually a 2 to 3 point difference. And so we do want to try and be as perfect as possible, but they got to give themselves a little bit of a break and not be constantly on themselves and holding on to mistakes, because I think we're holding on to mistakes too much and it turns into 3 or 4 before we get covered back up and relax again.
We got college football going on. Utah just scored on their first play on offense. 70-yard touchdown.
Totally missed it.
Yeah, it took me everything not to react. Like, part of me is a fan, but part of me is also been interviewing you. It took me everything not to react to that. So, Yelena Milovanovic, stepped up very early in the season. She was averaging 3 kills per set early on. Can you talk about her development from when she came into the program to now?
Yeah, actually, the funny story about Yelena is that she came in originally to be an outside hitter. That was what I recruited her to be. That's what she wanted to be. She came in here, and you know, pretty early in her freshman year preseason, we realized that we had a pretty good outside hitter in Fiona Arnold, who ended up being a D1 commit and first-team all-conference outside for us last year. And I looked at Yelena and I said, I need somebody on the right side. And she's like, Coach, I'll play wherever you need me to play. We get into the off season, and I said, okay, let's talk about outside versus right side. She said, Coach, honestly, I kind of like the right side. I think I want to stay there. I was like, well, that's great, because you were second-team all-conference as a freshman on the right side. So she's getting a lot of good looks over there. I think probably her development is understanding what we need from that position. It's a little bit different than what we need from a first outside, L1 as we call it. And she's developed really nicely into kind of a powerful ball control right side player that is getting a lot of looks from some Division I's. So that's been great. And she's this year trying to develop some leadership skills, and that's been up and down for her. Again, my sophomores, I think more than anything, is I got to keep teaching them what it means to be a leader, how they can lead and still stay within themselves and be true to themselves and not step out of anything that they wouldn't normally do. So Yelena has settled, and she's doing a really good job of being a leader for our team.
So with her receiving some D1 interest, I asked this to Coach Rafe Mont. We'll hear it on later on here on the Garden City Coaches Show. Is it bittersweet for you? Because you take these players in, you develop them, you teach them the traits that you want, but they leave, you know, a year, maybe 2 years after. Is it bittersweet at times?
No.
Okay.
No, that's the goal, you know, and that's kind of, that's the pride for me. I'm super proud of them, and I'm happy for them when they get those opportunities, because that's really what we want for all of them. We want them to continue their education and get their education paid for. So D1, D2, you know, we had a girl sign with a Division II last year, mm-hmm. and that was probably even more satisfying for me than Fiona, who went Division I. And nothing against Fiona, it's just I know how hard Hannah worked last year to get that D2 opportunity and get the full scholarship that she got. And that was all her, and I was just so happy for her and proud of her for her being able to do that. You know, that's what my job is to get them in here, develop them, help them understand how good they can be, and find the right fit when they leave here. And if we can get a full scholarship for them somewhere, great. If not, we try and make sure it works within their budget, and ultimately we want it to be a fit, because the last thing I want is for them to go somewhere and end up in the portal. So I'm super happy for those young ladies. And anytime we get anybody D1, D2, full scholarship when they leave here, that's the goal. And that's my happiness for them.
Talk to me about how rewarding it is when you see these players putting in the work off the court, you know, becoming better women, you know, really watching film, trying to learn the stuff that you're trying to teach. Is there a better feeling than that?
That's what they need to be doing, you know, and they need to understand that when they move on from here, that's the expectation. And you know, the people that do that at this level are going to be successful. And if you don't do it at the next level, you're not going to be successful there. It may not last very long. But you know, talk about off the court, our GPA has been fantastic. The girls really, really work hard in the classroom. They know that that expectation is there. But beyond that, they expect that of themselves. They know they're here to get an education. That's the most important thing. They know that if they don't take going to class seriously, that they won't play volleyball. And there's just no ways around it. So I'm really proud of the way they work in the classroom. And I've got teachers and staff coming to me saying they love having volleyball players in their class. They're just so amazing. And again, that's a great compliment for me and for them, that they're doing the right things off the court. And to me, that matters just as much, if not more, than how we conduct ourselves on the court.
I feel like I caught you at the perfect time for the show, because your team's been on the road the last couple weeks. You go on the road again tomorrow. So you guys are off to Nebraska in the McCook Invitational. You get Lamar again. That's a team you've already faced and lost. What were some of the things that you want to improve from that game?
Well, it would sure have been nice if we could have had Yelena for the Lamar rematch, because we didn't have her the first time that we played them, and that hurt us a little bit. You know, they were looking forward to the rematch and having Yelena healthy. So unfortunately, not having her again is going to be probably the biggest thing that we have to figure out in Nebraska. We've got a new lineup. We got new defense, new way of doing things, a whole new offense, because we're putting new people in new places, and we're really just going to have to do it a certain way. So we worked on that in practice today. We've got 4 games to try and get it installed, work some kinks out so that we can be as good as possible for Seward next Wednesday.
How do you think that the players adjusted to, you know, these new strategies in the middle of the week?
Very well. We talked about next person up mentality. You know, they're disappointed that Yelena's not going to be out there on the floor with them. hopefully it's not too long. But I mean, Julia's going to step into that spot and switch over from the left side. Gives you know, the Hayes High School standout Carly Lang gets an opportunity to to run the six rotation gauntlet, if you will, of being an outside hitter. But you know, she brings a great energy to the floor. So it's a different dynamic, different energy, but I think it's a good one. And they were very focused today in practice and willing to figure out what we need to do to be as successful as we can.
Last question for you. I know you just mentioned, you know, next Wednesday you're taking on Seward County on the road. How tough is the Jayhawk Conference year in, year out?
Very tough. There's some tough conferences all over the country. Utah's got some good schools. Texas has some outstanding schools. Florida has got the number one and the number two team in the country. And then I think it's a gap after that. So lots of tough conferences, but the Jayhawk usually has at least two, if not three, ranked teams in the conference. So especially the year like this year, I don't think there's a day off. Yeah, and that kind of gives you an idea how tough the conference is top to bottom. We may not have anybody ranked. You know, we've got some conferences out there that got five or six ranked teams in the conference. Well, yeah, of course, that's tough every week. But even the Jayhawk, there's no nights off. We have to be on every single night. We've got to take everybody seriously and be able to play our best every single time we take the floor.
Well, September starts tomorrow. That's when Jayhawk Conference kicks into play. That is Garden City Volleyball head coach Patrick Hiltz. His team is on the road for four in McCook for the Invitational Tournament this weekend. They take on Seward County on the road on Wednesday. They'll be back here in Garden City on Friday, September 8th, when they host Cloud County. Coach, thank you so much for coming in. I'm starting to get hungry. What do you say we get some food soon?
Yeah, sounds like a good idea.
All right, absolutely.